welcome, Knights, to our podcast in a different location. Yes!
Yes!
We're trying something out, because why not?
Yeah, why not? We're just testing out different studios. We've gotten a little bit bigger.
37?
Yeah.
Subscribers on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. We love it.
That's without us handing out free stuff yet, other than some wristbands, but soon to be shirts, dude.
Shirts for our loyal Knights.
Yeah.
And I can't really tell Spotify how many we have, but sure, a lot.
It's good shirt, you know. Yeah, it's a good shirt coming.
All right, so finally I watched the greatest movie ever, Captain Marvel.
Do you mean Miss Marvel or...
Claire Day? Yeah, that's Danvers. That's Miss Marvel, right? Wait a minute.
Are you talking about like Shazam?
Shazam.
Yeah, you mean, you said Captain Marvel.
That's not out yet. Shazam's not out yet.
I'm so confused, dude. Oh! We gotta go back in time, don't we?
Oh my goodness, back to the ripe old age of 1996?
Pretty much, yeah. 1996, what was happening then? 3 years before the moon landing, Cold War, everything like that, right?
You are so young, I love it.
Dude, not only that, but guess what? When I say the Cold War, I'm talking about the war between DC and Marvel, where they just, like, steal each other's crap.
You mean when DC was great at movies and Marvel was great at cartoons?
Yeah.
the reverse effect?
I feel like that was, like, earlier than the 60s. Christopher Reeves wasn't during the 60s, was he? I feel like he was later, like...
Please, nobody 70s, Wikipedia 80s. Us. We're going to get so many trolls. Going to get so many people being like, actually?
No, but what I'm talking about, so interesting fact, Shazam's original name was actually Captain Marvel.
In the 60s. And what was the number one lesson? Copyright your name, people.
Yeah, seriously. Because now Captain Marvel is?
Claire, whatever her name.
Claire Dan?
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
It's a...
Claire Joy? No. Clairvoyance?
No.
Oh, that's a good spell on Skyrim.
Carol Danvers.
Dude, we should talk about Skyrim.
You know what? They actually owe us money because over three people played it after listening to our podcast.
No way.
Me and this kid we know named Eric. That's three. Played it. So whenever you guys get your beta ready, we'll test it for you for free.
Yeah, thank you, Bethesda.
All right, yeah. So Captain Marvel, as it was known.
Marvel.
Yeah, it's actually, you know what's funny? I looked it up. They have to make a comic book or something every 2 years or they lose the patent.
No way.
Yeah, isn't that gnarly?
That is nuts.
That is crazy. So I bet DC is just waiting for that moment
just
to get it back.
Just clenching on it, yeah.
Just to a little, but they'll never happen because Captain Marvel was such a great movie. I don't know how to describe it.
Captain Marvel was such a fine movie. Yeah, between us girls. Because we're allowed to talk about, you know,
it's
a female character.
It was, well, okay, well, you know my passion with Wonder Woman.
Yeah, so. True.
So, I love female characters. I'm like Ron Swanson. I love a powerful woman. Who doesn't? I go to a lot of WNBA games.
Yeah, exactly.
It was hard to describe that movie. It genuinely was. She was Captain Marvel. She was hardcore, you know?
Yeah.
I liked what she was doing. But she was so apathetic.
Yeah.
You know, for you cinephiles over there. It's just someone that doesn't show emotion, doesn't care.
Seriously.
Like, when she talked to that little girl, when she finally remembered her, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, Lieutenant Terrible. And then she's like, oh, you remembered. And then she wasn't even excited. Yeah, I remember.
No, so she had a co-star. I don't remember her name, with the child. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the movie? Great. If not, maybe we're getting into some spoiler territory. So,
spoiler
warning. No, but so her old friend that she had kind of forgotten actually kind of outacted her, I think, a little bit. She showed more emotion. She was a little more genuine. I don't know, which is surprising because I think the lady who plays Brie Larson, I actually think is a pretty good actress.
Yeah.
And she's won an Academy Award.
Which was weird because she did not convince me at all that she was happy what she was doing.
No,
she was,
ever.
She was sarcastic, yeah, a little deadpan, yeah, which is funny, but it doesn't work for a lead.
Okay, yeah,
right?
No. And even like during the twists when she kind of remembers her past, it's not like, whoa, I'm surprised. She's just sort of like, okay, I'm going to go punch something now. Like, there's really no conflict. Like, at no point do I ever feel like she's kind of in danger. She's kind of just, like, there and all-powerful.
She is OP.
Yeah.
Overpowered.
OP. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no kryptonite either. So it's not like Superman where sometimes Batman's, like, throwing him through walls and I'm like,
Or even Green Lantern, who is one of supposed to be OP'd. His ring runs out of juice. He has to charge that bad boy up.
Yeah, or Superman can kind of beat him up sometimes.
I mean, and technically the most powerful is Scarlet Witch, but she, you know, her powers aren't reached in the Marvel Universe MCU right now.
They had to rein her in.
Yeah, so right now she's not, you know, the most overpowered human or creature ever, man.
Man, this is a nerdy discussion even for me.
Even for you.
Yeah, even for me.
Well, I want to outdo you at least once.
No, but back to the movie. I thought it was interesting. Yeah, this big twist happens, and she's just sort of okay with it. And I thought they did do a very poor job. They did a very poor job on the twist, because you find out that Dumbledore's character, Jude Law's character,
Alfie, yes,
yeah, you find out that Sir Watson, his character is bad because he does a hologram with Ronan. So it kind of spoils the point when she has like a flashback and realizes that he's the bad guy.
Well, I mean, the minute they pulled the Kree card, you should know they were bad.
But for her, it should be like, oh, you know, because you really didn't know. You know, Ronan is an extremist, but that doesn't tell you that much.
But the Kree are bad in general.
Are they?
They're always bad.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I feel like they're not. Yeah, they are. They're bad. We'll go into this after Endgame, but they're bad.
No way, dude. Okay, so, but outside of that, from the movies, we don't know, because the Skrull are always bad, and they switched it, so you really don't know about the Kree.
Yeah, but, I mean, Agents of S.H.I.eld is a TV show, which is from the MCU.
I didn't watch it.
And they talk about how the Kree take over, and how they send, like, so that's established.
Yeah.
So if you watch other things other than just movies, TV shows,
okay,
you'll notice that the Kree aren't amazing.
Okay, good. Okay, you got me there. But still, but a lot of people didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's
for those who didn't.
That's a very good point. It is not highly rated.
So it would have been a good twist if you didn't realize that, because everyone loves Jude Law. If you didn't realize Jude Law was bad until all of a sudden you see him in the wreckage, that'd have been a good twist. But they kind of ruined it by him calling Ronan. And Ronan looked ugly and blue. I mean, he's always blue, but he didn't have the black eyeliner. He hadn't hit his emo stage yet, you know?
That was weird.
He wasn't feeling emo.
I didn't know that was him for a second. I thought maybe it was like another guy who wasn't promoted.
Yeah.
Now they have maybe the blue, the darker.
Kind of imagine that he like came to Earth and, you know, maybe he picked up some Metallica songs or something, you know, something during
he just
the.
Felt it.
Yeah, and he just started throwing on maybe a Kiss album, and that's when he started putting on the black makeup. Because he was there, you know, while he was watching. Maybe they picked up...
For 30 seconds.
Yeah, maybe they picked up a transmission from the radio, or they grabbed a satellite while they were there. We don't know. It was off screen.
That's true. We don't know anything. What do you think of the Skrull? The British
guy?
You know how...
oh, yeah.
I did not appreciate the 80s British thug from the Skrull guy. Like, he's like, all right, man, let's do this. All right, then. All right, you lot. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're an alien. And he didn't even embody anybody...
Any sort of alien
any British guy that is like a thug. Like, with the gold chain, I just think of just some guy with like a bowler hat, like, all right, mates, here's what we're going to do. And I'm like, come on. So that threw it for me off completely. I was like...
Maybe, so, you know, he kind of takes over her boss. Or no, Samuel L. Jackson's boss. He takes over Samuel L. Jackson's boss. Maybe what happens is he had kind of a British accent, and that's why he just kept the voice to stay on Earth.
No, that's not. That just doesn't make any sense. And a lot of the movie makes, like, how they tried to be funny about Nick Fury's eye patch. Like,
oh, that was so dumb.
When he first got hurt.
No, okay, and, like, so that's my biggest issue with the movie is they didn't pay, like, it doesn't fit well into the MCU. All of a sudden, so Tony Stark finds the goober, you know, the blue thing. Oh my gosh, help me out. The Tesseract, thank you. Tony Stark finds the Tesseract at the bottom of the ocean. But then, apparently, somehow this alien ends up with it, and we don't know how. And then somehow ends up back with Nick Fury, which we kind of see. But how did it kind of... there's no story on the transition, so it doesn't pay homage to that. It just is a little jarring. But then the biggest thing is the cat. Like, there are a bunch of lines that Nick Fury uses about his eye. Like, last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye. Or
Throughout the whole universe,
it's all in the Winter Soldier, but he says, if you want to stay ahead of me, Chancellor, you have to keep both eyes open. And he, like, unveils
his eye patch,
and that's how he gets back into the system.
I know, but it was just dumb how they set
it's
up, like...
ruined because of the cat.
Well, not only that, too, like, during the movie, like, he got in a fight, and he scratched his eye, and they kept, like, referring, how's your eye? How's your eye? And then he's like, it's fine. And then, like,
it was like they were teasing you.
Yeah. And then
they played off as a joke because the cat scratched it. Last time I trusted someone, you trusted a cat?
But
what?
It was funny, though, how the Skrulls look at each other like, nope, he's not. He's not going to be all right. That was, like, the one funny part. There was a few funny parts. I give it a 7. I mean,
yeah,
I recommend watching it because it explains
a
little.
It felt like an MCU movie that was made 10 years ago. Because we've kind of gotten to the point in the MCU series where we expect a little more. We expect Thor Ragnarok, not Thor the Dark World. You know, we've gotten to the point where the last few movies have all been great. And so to come to a movie that's kind of taken us back, it's like, maybe they didn't want a fantastic movie. Maybe they wanted to have it be just fine. So when we go into Endgame, we'll be like, whoa, you know?
Like, they just needed a movie just to explain Captain Marvel?
I don't know. I'm kind of baffled by it. Maybe it's that they took two directors. Maybe they should have just hired Patty Jenkins to do it.
If only.
I know. Dude, she did a phenomenal job. That was my problem, is it's like, man, it's supposed to be this movie all for, like, women and for strong women, and it's supposed to be amazing, and it's just not as well done as it should be. The story's not as good. Brie Larson doesn't give a good performance.
They held her back. I thought they held her back.
Yeah, I agree. Even, like, when she's standing up, there's no build-up for that. There's no payoff. You don't see it other times in the movie where they're standing up, and no one's trying to really push her down. Like, her dad's trying to kind of keep her out of control, but it seems like it's kind of because she's a bad driver. Like, she drives off the track and nearly kills herself. I'd be like, what are you doing? Boy or girl, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she bombed. Yeah, they didn't explain too much why she didn't get along with her dad.
Yeah, no.
Like,
oh, she's poorly done.
Yeah, like, oh, she's tough. I get it. I think it would have been better if they showed her as a kid and then gone to, like, where she was in the other planet and then come back.
I think it would have been cool if the Skrull had had her for a while and they, like, kept like... Like, she was a prisoner for a while, and they kept doing flashbacks, and she's getting really confused, and it's really an internal struggle. And I think it also would have been good if she thought, like, if she and Jude Law were actually kind of hooking up. This is going to get me into trouble. I understand that, you know, like, you should be able to just have, like, a friendship or whatever, but they don't really come off as friends. And he talks about how he gave her blood and everything else. I felt that they should have pushed it, like, to where they had, like, an intimate relationship.
And
then it would have been, like, a bomb when she found out that he was the bad guy. Because they kind of come off like good guys in the beginning.
Yeah, because that's the Kree is, you know,
they're the police.
Warrior people that take over things. Yeah.
Yeah, but even so, even in every government and every organization, they're good people. So I thought they were good originally, and then you find out they're bad. But it would have been good if it was an actual great twist. Like, she finally remembers at the end, and she realizes it's him, and then she shows the emotion rather than just like
just shoot some down.
Oh, I don't care. Yeah, cares.
Even that battle with him when he's, like, throwing down his weapons, like, fight, and it's, like, his last resort, fight me in the minute. And I'm like,
yeah.
Everyone knew what's coming. She's just going to blast him.
Yeah, but why? I mean, there's no payoff or no setup for her having to, like, prove anything to her. She never cared before. Whenever they'd fight, she's like, I don't care if I lose. I don't care about anything, which is sometimes okay in a character, but...
But then when she realizes who she was, she should have cared a little bit. Because she obviously,
yeah.
Like, she obviously loved her part, her teammate and loved the kid, and she was an auntie.
Yeah.
So she, like, had that, but then didn't
she still doesn't show it, yeah. I would just mean some, you know, April Ludgate is good for someone who comes off like they don't care, but then when she shows emotion, it's so genuine and it pays off.
Yeah, she
Captain
she loves,
Marvel never shows
yeah,
emotion,
never,
like,
not,
ever.
One person.
Yeah.
Like, all she did is, like, I'll finish her mission, and then I'll finish Marvel, very clever, mission.
Yeah.
And goes.
Captain Nick Fury, shows more emotion with that stupid cat than Captain Marvel ever did throughout the whole thing.
Making him and Coulson young, did that irritate you, or do you think
I liked it, actually. I thought
really?
It was sweet. They did a good job. It was shockingly good.
It's almost
good.
Like a staple of them after the... Was it Cat with an Iron Man when he did his Tony
yeah.
Stark?
Oh, that was so good.
I think after that, they're like, you know what?
We can do
we're
it.
Amazing at it. And that's what I was going to say. Like, I love that.
Great. Agent Coulson, you'll notice, is a little stiff, but it didn't. But he didn't look weird. He just acted a little stiff, which is fine. I appreciated seeing him. It really made my day. And the twist when he's in the car, that was sweet.
That was something that was awesome. That was a good one. That was
yeah.
The only one that they did that I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't notice that.
I would say it's a good movie. I wouldn't say it's amazing. And that's the thing. I've heard people say this, but we have come to expect more out of Marvel. I expect better directors. I expect better action. You're dumping $250 million into it, and you have all this experience. Go grab someone if you can't do it.
Better plot line. It was sloppy. I mean, they had, 2 years for this?
Yeah.
It was a little sloppy.
It kind of got jammed in there. Like, things didn't make sense. It almost seemed like the directors didn't... This is my actual... I kind of have a theory that the directors like making films, but they don't really care so much for superheroes. They don't have a passion for it. This is based off... I mean, maybe I'm overstepping my bounds, but it just seems like it to me. Because it didn't fit in too well.
Have you seen their other work?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Is
it's
artsy?
A lot of indie films.
Okay.
It's not like Taika Waititi, you know, where it seems like he had a passion for it. It just seems like they got some indie directors because it's worked in the past. And that's to me, that's frustrating.
All in all, watch it.
Yeah.
Because it helps.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I mean, they're probably going to make a sequel because that's the next phase. And we'll get into that later on in our podcasts. But
yeah.
they'll be way... The next phase, they'll bring in. So let's just hope for better.
Yeah, I think based off the trailers, I think Captain Marvel is going to do a good job playing with other superheroes, which I'm excited for. I hope she does a good job because they want her to be a big part of it in the next phase. And I hope she is. I hope that she can do a good job, like, playing with other people. Sometimes that happens. I've heard Doctor Strange does a better job. You know, rather than his solo movie, he did a better job when he was acting with Thor, and he did a better job In Infinity War.
Playing off somebody.
Yeah, they play off people better. I hope Brie Larson plays off other people really well. I do want to
see Captain Marvel with Thor. Just yeah. Because, like, who would have thought Thor would be the non...
Who do you think's more powerful, out of curiosity?
Captain Marvel.
You think so?
Oh, easy.
Even with Thor's new hammer?
Thor needs it. Yeah, I mean, that maul, whatever he has, it's not gonna...
It's an axe.
Yeah, it's deadly. It's deadly. I feel like she can.
It's an axe, you axhole.
He can... I mean, and I feel like...
Sorry, these swear word puns are getting me today. I'm enjoying it.
It's 20 years later, so I'm sure... I don't know her time constraint, because she looks exactly the same. So I feel like she's matured more in her powers by then. She'll learn how to use it more. So we'll see. I mean, that's her whole premise, is she can take down somebody evil. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see in 3 to 4
it would
weeks.
It would be kind of annoying if she just shows up and takes out Thanos, and it's like, really? We couldn't have Tony do it, or... Thor, or the people who've been battling him for, like, forever? The people who actually have agendas against him?
No.
She'll just come in and do it. That would bug me. That would bug me, dude, if that happens. I think the Russo brothers have a good vision, though. They've got a good... The Russo brothers have a passion for it.
And an understanding.
Yeah. So they're going to be great. I think no matter what, I think they'll do a great job with Captain Marvel. Because everyone changes depending on the director. Look at Tony Stark with the Russo brothers compared to Tony Stark with...
Whoever did the other ones.
Yeah, Kevin. Oh, not Kevin
Feige. John Favreau.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also the one who does the Avengers movies, the director who did those.
Joss Whedon?
Yeah, Joss Whedon. Mm-hmm. So if you look at Tony Stark between the two, he's kind of like a pretentious dick in one, and then in the other one, he's still kind of that way, but he's a lot more genuine and amazing.
More human.
Yeah, so you'll see a difference, and he's a little less quippy.
So, all in all, B.
Yeah, B.
B.
Below Guardians of the Galaxy, below the second Captain America, yeah. And the third.
No, Ant-Man, that's for sure.
It's above Ant-Man for
really?
Sure.
Really? I love Ant-Man, though.
Sorry, above Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay, that's better.
Ant-Man and the Wasp was good. And that's the thing, is it knew what it was. Like, it wasn't funny. A great movie, but it was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah. Captain Marvel kind of struggled with not... She didn't know who she was, and the movie kind of didn't know what it was, and it didn't know how it fit, and it... I don't know. It's fine.
It's fine. So, I do... It's a little older... By now, but can we talk about Spider-Man Universe? I took a Into the Multiverse. It took me a second to watch it.
You watched it?
Yeah. Let's talk about a movie
I've been
seeing
that all the time.
Right. Every movie that
oh
did
Oh my
everything.
Gosh, right. Dude. That right. Movie is perfect.
It is literally the most meta movie I've ever seen in my mind.
And what does meta mean?
Meta just means it's something that is self-aware, makes fun of itself. Mm-hmm. Like it's
like you. You're meta.
I do make fun of myself. And I'm self-aware. So, like, a perfect meta scene is when the very beginning, when he's like, let me tell you the origin story one last time. And then mm-hmm. he makes fun of the third Spider-Man,
dance.
The dance. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about that. That's meta. It's making fun of how everyone thought it was dumb.
I love
and
it.
We don't talk about it. So that's meta. And that's what it did.
Yeah.
It was a little slow the first 20 minutes, Miles' origin story, whatever. But then it was just non-stop
so
humor.
And even that was a good setup for the rest of the movie. Because you care about his dad. You care about him and his uncle. Like... It's a little slow, for sure, but it had payoffs. It was worth it.
It had, and then, you know, I was
and
actually...
And the twist, dude.
And I was actually shocked
the
they killed
Ooh.
The original...
Spoiler alert. Holy,
yeah,
holy cow.
I'm shocked that that universe of Spider-Man actually died. Because that doesn't
yeah.
really happen.
Yeah, dude. Okay, I've got some theories for you. You want to hear them real quick? Spider-Man Into the Universe theories real quick. Okay, so first one, the spider is actually from another dimension. It talks
oh, yeah.
about how the girl is sent into, like, last week. I think the spider was sent into last week as well.
Spider-Gwen?
Yeah, so Spider-Gwen
what?
Was sent into last week.
Spider-Woman,
but
it's Spider-Gwen.
Actually, the spider that bit Miles, I think, was actually sent into last week, too. Because if you look at it, it's like shifting in and out.
Yeah,
okay. And then what's interesting is they give hints that Gwen is who she is. Like, when he's in her hair, and she's like, just relax. Or she sees him on the wall, and she's like, huh. But she doesn't freak out.
Well, and she's not
they
saying
give
her
hints.
Name. And
yeah.
she shouldn't say her name, right? Like, it's
Gwanda. Exactly. No, so, and then there are a few other theories I have. When the uncle takes him down, he's like, I did a construction job down here. You're like, oh, no way. It's because they give you hints. If you watch it more than once, they give you hints for the whole thing.
See, that was
but
a good twist.
Dude, they respect the audience enough to understand that you can put it in there without just like painting a broad brush. And that's why I've seen it 3 times now.
Really?
So good.
Three times.
Oh, and every single time I've had more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was really, I liked how they were joking about every, like, no one was left behind. Like, when they were like, what's your origin story? My uncle died. And then Miles, my uncle died. Which is just like, hey, it's they did it different, but they still did it.
Oh, it's totally different.
Yeah,
I love when the black and white guy says, Man, that's a hardcore origin story.
Yeah, like, the Noir. And here's what I'm hoping, too, is because you've watched the end, the other Spider-Man who is able to bounce in between universes, he went to the 1966 Spider-Man. So I'm really, I know, kid of the 90s, I really hope they get the Amazing Spider-Man from the 90s cartoon, my favorite Spider-Man. If they get him and put him into that multiverse, a lot of the generation is going to lose it. That's what I'm going to say.
So here's something interesting. I actually think, so Spider-Man, when he dies, I kind of think he's already dying. When Kingpin kills him, I think he's already going out. He coughs, and it's a kid's show. They can't show him coughing blood, but he's like, the coughing isn't a good sign. And something, and oh, it's wet coughing. He's coughing blood right now. And he, because later Miles gets hit by Kingpin, and I'm like, why didn't that kill him? And
that I think is it's true. Out of like nowhere, like Kingpin slams something,
yeah,
and you hear it, but no one dies.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, maybe out of frustration, Kingpin hits it, but he's already dead.
Well, I think Spider-Man was already dying, and it just sent him the rest of the way. He was already broken, I think. And especially because if you look, so here are a few other details that I noticed. Green Goblin is already dead from the explosion, so it makes sense that Spider-Man's almost dead, because you don't see Green Goblin again. Yeah, something else I was going to tell you is the uncle being out of town kind of sets him up for like, oh, he's not even there. You don't realize that.
That's true. That
that was another crazy hint. One thing I really liked, this was one of my, all right, so two favorite things real quick. One, we're going to go back to Captain Marvel, but before that, I really liked Aunt May.
Yes.
I really liked when Spider-Man was nervous to see her. Like, he buried her, and there's just this emotional payoff when she sees him again. Like, oh, and she's just like, Peter.
That's what I was going to say. Aunt May is honestly my favorite new character, because not only is she hardcore, she's funny. And she's understanding. She's like, oh, you're from another.
Oh,
and she,
yeah.
But she doesn't care. She has the understanding, like Rick and Morty, understanding that you're still mine.
Yeah.
And I'll still help you out.
And he's so nervous about it. Oh, I love that. That was such a good payoff. So genuine when they're struggling with each other. And so, she's just so sweet to him. Like, you look different. And she pokes him in the belly or whatever.
A little more.
I've been hearing that.
Are those sweatpants?
Yeah, the sweatpants, dude. I'm dying. Or like the bagel. Dude, the movie is so funny.
The out of shape Spider-Man is hilarious. When he's like, I was just doing crunches.
And the voice they got.
Yeah, it's the guy from New Girl.
Perfectly casted. Jake, Nick from New Girl.
Jake something. He's really funny.
Gyllenhaal. No, I'm kidding. That's what they should have got.
Well, he's going to be in the new Spider-Man.
Okay, so here's my interesting thing. Well, actually, on the grandma real quick, on the aunt, Aunt May, it's interesting because Dr. Octavia says, my friends call me Liv, my enemies call me Doc Ock.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what's interesting, though, is when she pops into the house, the aunt says, great, it's Liv. Dude, you're brilliant. You've only seen it once. How do you remember all this crap?
Well,
yeah, but why? I'm trying to understand. Are they friends? Like, I don't get it.
Here's what I did. I binged these movies. So they're fresh in my head.
And but you know, I don't understand it. Why would she call her Liv? Oh, great. It's Liv. I don't get it. Are they friends? Were they friends? It blows my mind.
So speaking of binging real quick, shout out to our night of this week, Miss Shantae of Green, who binged our podcast.
Oh, yeah. Shantae, thank you.
Thank you.
Binging all of it.
And
she just went nuts.
And enjoying it all. Because, you know, if you binge some of our earlier stuff, I don't blame you for not wanting to move on.
Yeah, it's like The Office.
Yeah.
The first few episodes, Michael's hair is weird.
It's weird. The basketball game is awesome. But
if
you can push through all of ours and knock it out. And then
we're just getting better.
And better and better. So thank you to Lady Green over there.
Okay, real quick. So the last thing I was going to say, and this jumps back to Captain Marvel, but if you, badass good girl, holy cow.
Who?
Gwen Stacy is such a BA, and I was frustrated that Captain Marvel wasn't more like Gwen Stacy.
Or even Aunt May, anybody.
Yeah, seriously. Gwen Stacy was so cool. Like, I instantly related with her. I don't know why. Sometimes it's hard for me to relate with female characters, depending on how they're done. Wonder Woman I love, but I can't relate with her. I mean, she's from wherever. But Gwen Stacy, man, was so real and just so smart and just kind and just genuine.
And it was interesting because her origin story is Peter dies and Peter failed to save her.
Yeah.
The most heart-wrenching comic I've ever read was when he couldn't save Gwen Stacy and she died. If you ever read a comic book, read that one. Spider-Man, whatever it is, it's crazy. It's the death of Gwen of Gwen. Anyway, so you know the emotion that it took on her. Like, I actually felt it when she's like, I don't want to make friends. She's alone, doesn't want to be anyone's friend.
The things that happened to her, she demonstrates through her actions that it affected her. Captain Marvel never really changes.
Yeah, it's just, she's a warrior.
She's a stoic character,
trained.
Yeah.
Oh, she trained. She had a
tough... Oh, okay.
And even... Okay,
let me shoot you with my power beams.
Back to Captain Marvel. Even though she was training for 6 years, why? Like, oh, I'm just training. Like, I have nothing. She doesn't know that she has something to prove. Yeah. When she was growing up and going through the army, she had something to prove. Like, she was a girl getting, not being taken serious by her parents. She was in the army. Oh, that's why we call it the cockpit.
Yeah.
We're
I kind of hated that they threw that in there. That guy was such a douchebag. Yeah. It's like, no one, I mean, people probably did act like that, but I don't want to. It like made me angry for her.
You get back up. And that was the premise, to get back up.
But they didn't do it super well.
And she didn't know
that. He's just like a random douchebag who shows up. I'm like, okay, why don't we have him be like an actual character or something?
That she beats up completely.
Yeah. Dude, so in terms of my relating to the characters, I really related with Peter B. Parker, the lazy one. That's me to a T sometimes.
You know when you do crunches, it's pizza in your mouth.
Dude, it's so bad. But then I related really well with Gwen Stacy. More than Miles, more than a lot of the other ones.
Yeah,
Gwen
Stacy was awesome. Parker, Stacy, Spider-Ham.
Oh, it's freaking Spider-Ham. It was almost too ridiculous.
That's why it was funny.
Yeah, if they hadn't picked John Mulaney as the voice, it probably would have been too ridiculous. I just washed my hands.
That's why they're wet. And it's funny because they had enough comic relief that you didn't even need him, but you glad he was there.
Yeah.
So...
All right, here's my last theory on that, though. I think after watching it three times, the dad knows that Miles is Spider-Man now. He puts it together at the end.
The hug?
Yeah, well, he says he hugs him. Or not he says he hugs him. He hugs him, and then he says, I love you. And then there's, on Kingpin, the little, like, graphic done, and the dad goes,
oh.
And I think he realizes, oh, shoot, this is Miles. Okay. I think not only that, but earlier he's going through all these changes or whatever. You know, the dad's not an idiot. He's putting stuff together. And Miles also asks him, how do you feel about Spider-Man? I think the dad realizes that this new Spider-Man, shoot, is my son. I think he realizes it at the end. He puts it together. Why else would he freak out so much when he saw the, because my reaction wasn't, Kingpin is alive or anything like that. It's no, he goes, because.
I thought it was because of Kingpin.
Oh, maybe. No, I don't think so.
It could be because the kid kind of tagged it a little bit, which is what the son likes to do, tag.
But he's like, it's a pretty big reaction. And he already knew Kingpin was around. I think that it's because it's his son. And he's like, oh.
So we'll see. I mean, they're going to get picked up for a second one. I mean, that was so great. I mean, they even teased it. Like I stated.
It's interesting. That took years to do. Even the animation, everything. That's what we talk about when we talk about passion. People who are so passionate about it that they can create a flawless storyline with flawless animation. And when I say flawless, I mean relatively speaking.
And it was different.
Everything has mistakes, it was so different. No, the music was so good.
It was great music. It was modern, contemporary.
When his uncle died, dude, I lost it. It was so sad.
Oh, it was sad. I felt bad. And then when the dad had to tell him.
Yeah.
Through the door. Miles. And he couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And then it was just, and you just wanted to see him.
It's a leap of faith. I can't believe that movie's PG. Like, when's the last time you saw that good of a PG movie?
Napoleon Dynamite, 2004.
So, literally. 15 years?
Yeah, literally. Like, I really don't remember any that's that funny.
Yeah.
That you can be like, oh, I don't need to watch it because I'm a kid. You know, like.
For me, it would be like maybe The Incredibles would be the last
one. Yeah. That's true. That's Pixar. You're right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But even still, most Pixar, Finding Nemo, a lot of this other stuff, not as good.
I would say,
shut your damn mouth. No, Toy Story should be PG-13.
It's a little suggestive.
With that Temple of Doom scene where they're all about to burn.
You mean the thing that broke my heart? Yes.
Yeah, all right.
You're going to watch Toy Story 4 with me, and I'm going to give you so much.
I will not. I'm going to go home and do my chores and audit my parents.
Wow, okay. I'm sorry. It's an amazing movie. So let's wrap this week with go watch Captain Marvel.
Yeah, please go watch Captain Marvel.
It sets up Endgame a little bit.
But if you haven't seen Spider-Man, it's now at Redbox. Go see it.
It'll be on Netflix pretty soon. It's Marvel. They'll still.
It's Sony. It's not Marvel.
Oh, it's the last Sony. Yeah, they'll be on Netflix.
No, but if you haven't seen it, go see it. Redbox is $2. It's the best movie of last year, besides maybe one or two. Top three movie for me for sure that was made last year.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah, it was good.
And you don't even have to be huge into Spider-Man.
No.
To know that it's funny. Because they do references of old Spider-Man movies, of course.
But everyone knows it. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Knights, thanks for putting up with us. And we'll see you on the flippity flop.
See you on the flippity flop.
Master of Light!
Master of Death!
Master of Light!